USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's sending federal law enforcement to Kenosha, Wisconsin to help restore law and order. The president saying he just got off the phone with Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has agreed to federal assistance. The president also saying looting, violence, and arson will not be tolerated. And in a developing story, Illinois police are saying they've arrested a juvenile after two Black Lives Matter protesters were shot while they were looting a car dealership. Day three of the Republican National Convention will be highlighted by Vice President Mike Pence. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the First Lady deserves praise for her speech.
You've watched this First Lady time and time again put our country first and party last. And that's exactly what we saw last night.
The California Republican making his comments on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
Coastal residents in Texas and Louisiana are running out of time to seek safety before Hurricane Laura arrives tonight. The National Hurricane Center saying the storm could bring a surge as high as 20 feet in some areas. Workers for the big three automakers are getting quite cozy working from home, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The big three American car makers in Michigan are still not ready to bring back workers, as Ford says it's not bringing back employees to its headquarters in Dearborn until January at the earliest. GM says it will reevaluate things in October for their workers' returns, and there's no word yet on Fiat Chrysler's plan for a return of its white-collar workforce. All of them have been working from home since March.
Nearly 75% of Ford's workers do say they want to continue working from home through the end of the year. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Across the country, college students are being suspended for violating university COVID safety protocols. Earlier this week, Ohio State University suspended 228 students prior to class starting. At Syracuse University in New York, 23 students were suspended for similar violations to the college's COVID-19 safety protocols. Now, as far as if these schools should be holding classes, Scott Atlas is on the president's coronavirus task force team. He tells Fox News,
"We have a very low-risk environment in universities. 98% of university students are under 35. 90% of public four-year college students are under 25. And these are very safe environments. When you start testing people who are asymptomatic or mildly ill, then you end up getting the schools closed by definition because there's some kind of an outbreak, which is really a misnomer. But then you end up sending them back home to a high-risk environment, which is where their elderly parents live. It's totally nonsensical, really, and anti-science to close schools on the basis of patients who are really asymptomatic and have very low risk."
U.S. service members were injured after a fight with Russian forces in northeast Syria this week, according to a draft military statement and a person familiar with the matter. Four U.S. troops have been diagnosed with mild concussion-like symptoms, according to a draft Pentagon statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.